Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So excited to be here with you today. We are in Psalm 49 and it's in the New American Standard Version of the Bible. This is what it says. This is another Psalm of Korah. Hear this, all peoples. Listen, all inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. My mouth will speak wisdom, and the meditation of my heart will be understanding. I will incline my ear to a proverb. I will express my riddle on the harp. Why should I fear in days of adversity when the injustice of those who betray me surrounds me, those who trust in their wealth and boast in the abundance of their riches? No one can by any means redeem another or give God a ransom for him. For the redemption of his soul is priceless, and he should cease imagining forever that he might live on eternally, that he might not undergo decay. For he sees that even wise people die, the foolish and the stupid alike perish and leave their wealth to others. Their inner thought is that their houses are forever and their dwelling places to all generations. They have named their lands after their own names. But man in his splendor will not endure. He is like the animals that perish. This is the way of those who are foolish and of those after them who approve their words. Like sheep, they sink down to Sheol. Death will be their shepherd, and the upright will rule over them in the morning. And their form shall be for Sheol to consume, so that they have no lofty home. But God will redeem my soul from the power of Sheol, for he will receive me. Do not be afraid when a person becomes rich, when the splendor of his house is increased, for when he dies, he will take nothing with him. His wealth will not descend after him. Though while he lives, he congratulates himself, and though people praise you when you do well for yourself, he will go to the generation of his fathers. They will never see the light. Mankind in its splendor, yet without understanding, is like the animals that perish. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, it is foolish to trust in riches, and we see a lot of parables in the New Testament by Jesus that remind us that if we build bigger barns, that's not where we need to place our treasure. And you said that where our treasure is, there our heart will be also. And so we choose today to put our treasure in heaven. And that means that we're going to serve the people in our lives. We're going to worship you. We're going to love you and love others because that's where the treasure lies. Lord, forgive us for thinking that money can rescue us. You promise us that we cannot serve both God and money. And so Lord, forgive us. Forgive me for thinking that if everything just happened financially in a certain way, then I would finally rest and be happy. Well, that would cause me not to trust in you. And so, Lord, instead, help me to embrace this in-between time, this tension in the world that we live in. And Lord, help me and help us to have the kind of purses and wallets and purse strings that are open, that help other people, that build your kingdom. What a privilege that is, Lord, to be able to give to others who are in need. And Lord, would you alert us even today as I'm praying this prayer? You'd show us people who are in need that we can bless. And maybe even anonymously, Lord, just to have that inner joy of knowing what it's like to love someone tangibly like that. Lord, I love that you are not a respecter of persons. You love the poor and the rich, the low and the high. And as we humble ourselves before you, you will exalt us in proper time. But it's our job to humble ourselves before you, to realize that we are not God, we are not in control, but you are. Lord, we want our mouths to speak wisdom today. We want to incline our ears to wisdom. We want to hear from you. Help us to fall in love with your word again and again and again, because it's such a worthy pursuit, Lord. Forgive us for walking away from your word or for spending days and days and days away. Help us instead to begin to make all the connections necessary to see the beautiful story that you've created in there. Lord, for those who are in the days of adversity today, I pray that you would lift their head, lift their eyes above the stress, lift their mood and their worries above the circumstance so that they can experience your presence and know that you see and you hear them. And I'm so thankful that you do that. And I pray all of this in Jesus' beautiful name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Elizabeth Reynolds Turnage, and she's written a book called From Recovery to Restoration, 60 Meditations for Finding Peace and Hope in Crisis. So if you find yourself in crisis, and if you find yourself lacking peace, and if you find yourself in the midst of a disaster, this is a terrific book. It's a devotional. It starts, each meditation has a Bible verse and then a story related to it. If you're in a healthcare crisis, this would be a great book to pick up. There's also a gospel reality, which I love the way she phrased that, a gospel reality that brings you peace and hope. She also concludes by prayer, which of course makes me very happy because I guess I'm the praying lady, right? And then she gives us some suggestions for further action, like some more verses that you can read, some links to music, reflection questions, and other calming activities. Because when you're in a crisis, you do need calming activities. I know I certainly do. So thank you so much, Elizabeth, for sponsoring Pray Every Day. Again, her book is called From Recovery to Restoration, 60 Meditations for Finding Peace and Hope in Crisis.